This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station. The Health News Digest on the Bigger Picture. BFM 89.9.
Thanks for staying with us. I'm Tina Camilla alongside T. Xiao Yik. Now, here's a quick poll. Are you a night owl or a morning lark? Let's hear it from you.
I am a night owl. I think it started off with just having a general lifestyle where I had to stay up and study for exams. But then after a while, I just carried on with that particular lifestyle, even though I didn't have to.
I'm a night owl because it's out of, I guess, a need to do more with my day other than work. So usually I'm playing video games or watching a TV show, talking to people, stuff like that. It's just stuff to unwind, basically.
I'm a morning lark because I'm very tired from work. I need to like sleep early and wake up early.
I'm a night owl because of work sometimes, but also mainly because I just waste a lot of time on social media.
I like how honest she is.
Yeah. But Xiao Yik, why does it matter whether or not you are a night owl?
Well, science now has revealed that this type of, they call it the sleep chronotype, makes a difference to your mortality. And researchers from Northwestern Medicine and the University of Surrey in the UK have found that night owls have a 10% higher risk of dying compared to the morning larks. Now, before you panic and think that everybody who sleeps and wakes up late is going to die sooner, we're talking about a risk here, a statistical population risk. But just some details about the study first. They looked at quite a significant population, nearly 500,000 participants in the UK Biobank study, aged from 38 to 73, and they followed up these people for 6.5 years. The study asked the participants only one question: whether they are a definite morning type, a moderate morning type, a moderate evening type, or a definite evening type. And the researchers then tracked the deaths in that population, which included deaths due to all causes as well as due to cardiovascular disease. Perhaps we need a clear definition of what night owls and morning larks are. So we'll listen to Michael Bruce, who's a clinical psychologist and also a fellow of the American Academy of Sleep Medicine, talking to CBS News.
So early risers are people who have a tendency to go to bed in the 8:30, 9 o'clock range and getting up in the 4:30, 5 o'clock range, whereas night owls are almost the polar opposites. These are people who like to go to bed 11:30, 12:30, like to sleep to maybe 8:30, 9:30, and if left to their own devices, might sleep even stay up later and sleep even longer.
Can you be a combination of the two?
You can. That's actually called a hummingbird. So the early morning risers are known as larks, and the late evening are owls. And the hummingbird seems to be the person that can kind of switch back and forth.
Yeah.
So they can either get up early if they need to or stay up late if they need to. People seem to be born one or the other. Over the course of time, though, that can change a little bit. As an example, my son, who's 13, wants to stay up late and sleep late like most 13-year-olds will want to do because our biological clock shifts. It's actually all based on core body temperature rhythms. And so if your core body temperature rhythm rises early, you're an early bird. If it rises later, you're a night owl. Then later in life, when you get into the 55, 65 age range, it actually can swing the opposite way.
What are you, Tina? Which type of bird are you?
I'm now very confused because I always thought that I'm a morning person, but he was saying something about how night owls go to bed around 11:30, which I do, and I wake up around 6:30, 7.
That sounds like a morning lark to me.
Yeah, but that's about 7 hours of sleep. But I'm definitely not someone who goes to bed at 8 or 9, which is what threw me off, I think.
Yes, perhaps we're talking about, there should be a range that we're looking at, right?
Yeah. And how about yourself?
Due to circumstances, I have become a weird creature in between. By the time everything at home is done, I'm only in bed by 11:30 or midnight, but I'm forced to wake up early by 6:30.
So if given a choice, would you be sleeping till 9?
Yes, I actually would be.
I feel like I'll be missing out on a lot if I have my coffee at 7 a.m. in the morning and by the balcony and hearing the birds and the sun rising.
Oh. How nice.
But then I don't have the circumstances that you have. So with a kid, I suppose, is the biggest factor.
But what Dr. Michael Bruce was saying was that a lot of it is genetic. It's innate, isn't it? And the researchers also point to that, that they do mention that genetics and environment play approximately equal roles in whether, you know, which chronotype we are. But before we get to how much of a factor genetics or environment is, it was alarming to me to read that, you know, just because you're a night owl, you're at higher risk of diseases. So what they found was that being a night owl was associated with higher risk of diseases like the strongest being psychological disorders, followed by diabetes, neurological disorders, gastrointestinal and abdominal disorders, as well as respiratory disorders.
That's practically every disorder. What other disorder could you get? Like skin disease? And that's the only thing that's being left out of this list.
Well, you did an interview with Dr. Azlina Ahmad Anwar not too long ago about the 2017 Nobel Prize for Physiology and Medicine, where the three geneticists, Jeffrey Hall, Michael Rosbach, and Michael Young, they were awarded for their work in understanding the circadian rhythm. And Dr. Azlina was able to explain the impact of their work and why sleep, it really affects everything and all the diseases.
So the body clock is basically a process whereby the body controls our sleep pattern. It can also control our blood pressure, metabolism, and the release of hormones. And how it does it is that all our cells have an internal timekeeping mechanism. It controls when we release certain hormones in order to prep us for feeling hungry, feeling sleepy, for example, and that's how we have a biological rhythm that we go through every day. It can control things like our cancer risk. So if you have an altered body clock, it can affect our susceptibility to developing cancer. And also the changes that occur in the cell also control the release of another hormone known as the melatonin. And this is actually a hormone which is now thought to be involved in helping ourselves to mop up this chemical known as a reactive oxygen species. And this is what can actually go and damage our DNA. So if we have an altered body clock, then all these normal housekeeping processes also get out of sync.
So basically, when your body clock is not behaving the way it should, it's really a cascading effect throughout your genes. But I think we cannot deny that when you are staying up late, you also have a tendency to adopt a lot of behaviors that tend to be more unhealthy. I mean, you talk about you like to wake up early, you get things done. Waking up early is always associated with exercising and getting a lot of household chores out of the way, so it reduces your stress. Whereas staying up late, people tend to eat at the wrong time. They tend to eat late, eat unhealthily. They won't be getting enough exercise because they wake up late. Drug and alcohol use is also strongly linked to staying up late because they use it to help them to go to sleep.
Right. You know, one of the people who was talking earlier said that they stayed up late to play video games. I actually do it in the morning because I have enough time. A few FIFA football matches.
How does that help your mood for the day?
Oh, very well. If I can get in a couple of wins in that half an hour or 1 hour, yeah.
That's a case to be made for video games, isn't it?
Early in the morning.
Yeah.
Okay, you were talking earlier about the genetics and the environment, right? And how that they actually play equal amount of role in whether we are a morning person or a night person.
Yeah, because I think the perception is that if we hear those people who say that they are night owls, oh, they're staying up late, they're wasting time on social media. Oh, they're just playing video games. I'm just putting a hypothetical thing out there.
Assumptions.
Yeah. But, you know, if we lay aside the blame game and we see that genetics, you know, could be part of why these people just can't go to sleep early and wake up early anyway, that'll make a huge difference on how we view their work productivity.
Our work culture is catered to those who are morning people.
Exactly. And you are, you know, you're an outlier if you can't perform well in the early hours of the morning. Yep. And school as well. But the researchers say that if this chronotype is in part due to genetics, then night owls can't be blamed for being unable to be productive early in the day, and that employers should be open to allowing these evening types to start and finish work later, where practical, of course. So I don't know. I think this study is a big sample, but it's just a first step. We need more research about how we can help evening types cope with the higher effort of keeping their body clock in synchrony with sun time.
But in the meantime, can these night owls become morning logs?
I suppose since half of it is environmental and circumstances, you could try to modify those variables, right? You could make sure that you are turning off your devices earlier, you know, well, wasting time on social media, as that very honest girl told us. Make sure you're exposed to light early in the morning because light is what helps your body clock to wake up.
Okay, then, time for a power nap when we return. Are we in a sleep crisis? Because if not, why are we spending billions of dollars on improving our sleep hygiene? Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.